kwazwai mure Zimbabwe ndinomukamchira muchongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday, and of course you're tuned in to The Connection with your boy, with the Studio 7's host of the youth show. I'm your host, Muriya Zimbabwe Mtswakazwa muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muriya Zimbabwe, ndinomukamuchira muchongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove on Tuesday the 25th of February 2020. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Today on The Connection, we focus on an event that's happening at Victoria Falls, Mosuya Tunya. That's the highlight of what's happening in Zimbabwe right now. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the Africa Forum on Sustainable Development, a forum that is happening in Victoria Falls, and it kick-started yesterday and was officially opened today by President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. The forum, which runs through to the 27th of February 2020, focuses on issues with regards to growing African economies. Not to forget, it is a follow-up on the progress of the implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and Agenda 2063 of the African Union. In simple words, the forum looks to focus on the future of Africa. Now, what this means is a lot of things that are coming out of this forum pertain and stand to highlight things that African youth have to gain. Now, with issues that have been tackled, issues such as youth employment, job creation, youth empowerment, these have been the key discussions of what have come out of the forum thus far. Today is day two. Now, the big question I have as we look to tackle this forum and highlight and pull it apart and, you know, understand more about this forum is, what do Zimbabwean youth have to gain from this? And, of course, what role does Zimbabwe have to play when we're talking about the sustainable development goals? Now, is it possible for, when we take a look at as the current state of the Zimbabwean economy, is it even possible for Zimbabwe to implement these SDGs? So, Mtswakazwa muhle, Zimbabwe muhle, join me tonight on The Connection. If you're looking to join us, you can text me on WhatsApp on +1202-465-0318. You can also call me live on air on +1202-619-2077. The number again, +1202-465-0318 on WhatsApp, or you can call me live on air on +1202-469-2077. Now, as we speak, Muriya Zimbabwe, we're broadcasting live on the internet on our three web pages, those being www.voashana.com, www.voanwla.com. We're also live as we speak on www.voazimbabwe.com. So, if you're looking to join us, don't forget you can write your name and number in the comments section, and we'll be calling you live on air. Makate rachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike.
Hey, hola, Daisyko, Hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1202-465-0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Everybody. BIGMYKE3, that's the username on Instagram and on Twitter if you're looking to chat with me. But for the next hour, Muria Zimbabwe, Tripana Papa Mapeje, Luma Tatu, Pa VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Weje Pa VOA Studio 7. So, Linga Koshle Uguti, Abafisungena Gutelo, Lako Pali, Nombolo Zotingo, and we'll be calling you live on air. Kanamshila Opinam Chirongwa, Nyoraima number, Talk Phone Ray, live Parunare Mo, Kwanisa Jokari, Kungo Nyorao, Maundre Enyu, Tshangetima Verenga, live on air. So, Zimbabwe Mushe, tonight on The Connection, we focus on the Africa Regional Forum on Sustainable Development that's happening at Victoria Falls. But before I head over to my panelists that are going to be joining me live from Victoria Falls, let us head over to some of the sentiments that have been echoed by officials in during this conference. Amongst them is Vera Songwe of the United Nations, who is in attendance of this forum. Now, Vera Songwe touches on an initiative that the United Nations is looking to launch that targets towards uplifting African youth. Let's take a look at what Vera had to say.
The main reason why we're here, of course, is to launch what we're calling at the United Nations a Decade of Action from 2020 to 2030. We would like that no African is left behind as we try to develop, ensure that there is prosperity for all. Prosperity means, of course, that we create jobs for both the youth and the women. Zimbabwe has a very vibrant ICT technology sector, which is today for Africa, the service sector is creating most of the jobs. So we are hoping that the discussions that we have here, and I hope some of you went to the lab that we had yesterday, which essentially was an innovations lab for youth, to see how we can do that and do better. We need to develop skills on the continent.
All right, well, you just heard there from Vera Songwe of the United Nations. She was highlighting an initiative that they have set up that targets towards uplifting African youth. They talk about job creation. You heard it there for yourself. She highlights why they chose Zimbabwe. They say the ICT sector in Zimbabwe, apparently it's doing really good, so they find potential in the ICT sector. What does that mean for Zimbabwean youth? I look forward to hearing more from the youth that are going to be joining me live on air. Now, you heard from Vera Songwe. Now, we're also going to move over to some of the youth that actually participated during the forum itself. Yesterday, we saw His Excellency Junior President Mukudzeyishe Madzivire. He got to open the ceremony and he got to speak to the delegates that were in attendance. Let's hear what Honorable or His Excellency had to say.
The world is developing at an alarming rate. That was the premise on which this forum was initiated. And over the last 2 days, I've learned more than I ever thought I could through the Science, Technology and Innovation Youth Bootcamp. It gave me absolute pleasure to interact with my peers, understand their various perspectives on life, and hear about the exciting work they have been doing in science and technology to fulfill sustainable development goals. Better still was the opportunity to be put in a group with a diverse pool of ladies and gentlemen and perform a number of particularly interesting tasks, from working with 3D printers to assembling robots and developing solutions to various global challenges. My utmost thanks go to the organizers of this conference, and it is my wish that this platform is sustained for many more years to come. Amongst most of the pressing issues mentioned were those of the fourth industrial revolution and the ethical issues surrounding it, as well as the importance of adaptability in this ever-evolving world. Of particular interest to me, however, were discussions on gender, gender bias, and gender equality, and the need for more women to take up space, occupy positions in STEM, and take over the world. A few months ago in Bulawayo, we commemorated the International Day of the Girl Child by taking tours around various female-run departments around the city, including meeting a female engineer working for Equinet. Without going too far, we have in our midst the Junior Minister of ICT and Courier Services, Vanessa Chibisa, who is making moves in her capacity, running various female empowerment programs and inspiring young women around the nation to take up space, certainly in STEM, but even in commercial and arts. The Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations has also been doing amazing things, taking up space and inspiring women out there, changing lives at the head of an organization responsible for preserving international peace and security. Girls can too.
All right, you just heard there from His Excellency Mukudzeyishe Madzivire. He's the Junior President of the Republic of Zimbabwe. You heard him there. Uthi hayi yena uthabile ngempela njengomuntu ongisakhulayo. Seeing ukuthi izinto zihamba njani, and njalo he's excited ngenxa yokuthi during the course of this forum abantu abasakhulayo were heavily engaged, heavily consulted. Njengoba ngishilo earlier on, anzi forum inechinangwa chekutarisira ramangwana re Africa. So sizwile umukhuzeshe ngempela esithi yena njengo junior president ayi uthabile ngempela ngenxa ukuthi uthole ithuba lokuxoxisana labanye abontanga ebona njalo ukuthi abanye abontanga abadabuka kwamanye amazwe how are they doing it aiwa mukhuzeshe akathi aiwa bhoramberi akaona uchimwewo chakabuda kupa forum iyi akathi aiwa akafara zvikurusa mukhuzeshe nekuti akaona hanzi nyaya yekusimudzirwa kwevanhukadzi especially vechidiki vechidiki aiwa akafara zvekare makamunzwawo mamunzo achinyatsoti aiwa if we can do it girls can do it too so let's see ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu before we head over to my guest. Kukhasi lethu le VOA Studio 7 abantu sebeqala ukungena ngempela uKane Arkunyoranzi ndikukonayi ngikhona ePretoria. Aya Kane, welcome, welcome, welcome. Gilbert Makopa Hans, I'm watching you from Nelspruit. How's it going, Gilbert? Deliwe Nkwena uthi, hello Mkoma, watching you from Gabs. Tumelang tumelang Deliwe. Poma processing. Evening all, watching you from Dangamvura, Kuriseko, Dangamvura Oko. Usinini Kupe Utsi, hi, in the studio, we're together watching you from Johannesburg, Midrand. How's Midrand this, Nini? Alan, Arugut, Nruku, Johannesburg. Inga Johannesburg is in the house. I'm really excited. Thank you so much for joining us. Nicholas is saying, evening, I'm watching you from Beira, Mozambique. And then pana Farai Aruti Mike Zuru say Iwa Indri Bondri Bom Komang Zuru Famba Ere. Melina Bonino is saying hello, hello, hello. Aswana Nutabantu Batini, Emma Kasinetu, Bukasletu L V O A in Devele Abantu Sebekan Lingen Pela Ungena. Unkosim Tembo Uti Chonanjani Nkosi I say Pila Tina Wenunjani Utabisani Laukona Bushelo Uti welcome, 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 Tabisani. U pressure Uti Linjani Msagazoni Studio 7. I say Pila pressure. Mkokeli uthi linjani mazimbabwe amahle ayise aphila wena unjani mkokeli tiona ukuthi vanhu vari kuti chiko papeji redu revoa shona tichimirira magesi edu ari kupinda vanhu vatotanga zvekare hanzi nadisciple madanhire eita 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 disciple hanzi I'm watching you kennedy ari kuti hey big mike zviri kufamba here mukoma kennedy ru ari kuti hi over anyatsomhoresa munhu wese siyabona kuti abantu ngempela bayangena ngovunenge bavo godfrey chanarikira ari kuti watching you hanzi naegias muvindi big Mike, Kuriseko, Mkoma, Egias, tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa, mashava ari kuti hanzi kufonerwa kuti kunze kwemuti imi, mutifonere, aiwa, nyorai number, Mkoma, pama comments apo tinokufonerai kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa, Farai ari kuti, hi Mike, zviri kufamba here Farai, aisivona abantu ngempela, bayangena ngobunenge babo, so I'm not sure if my guest is ready, is my first guest ready? So let's head over to some of the fun facts about this forum as we prepare for my guests. So I wrote down a couple of things that are in tune and in line. A lot of people were asking me as we were preparing for the show, Gahle Mike, you're talking about ama sustainable development goals. Kuyini lawa ama SDGs? What in ilikhasi sele? Inhlanganiso e United Nations, they have what they put up as 17 goals, and they titled them sustainable development goals. This is for all countries worldwide. Now, goal number one, but when are they looking to alleviate poverty? Goal number two, they're talking about zero hunger. But abasafuni ndlala, anyazi vela abantu bazangena ngempela bazithi ah, kuZimbabwe sithukutharisana nezhara. But liyezo inhlanganiso e United Nations. Goal number two, but zero hunger. Goal number three, they say good health and well-being. Ngempela ngempela. Goal number four, but they are looking to ensure that all young people, all people across the world have quality education. Goal number five, they talk about gender equality. You heard earlier on Junior President, His Excellency Mukhuzeshe, ePhasisa ngempela sithi is happy ukubona abantu abesifazana being involved. Ngenxa yokuthi goal number five, iyakhuluma ngempela isithi they are looking to have gender equality. Goal number six itself is talking about clean water and sanitation, which they say is a basic human right for wonke umuntu emhlabeni. And then goal number seven talks about affordable and clean energy, which abantu are saying bukhona eZimbabwe. But as I finish off the goals, ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilo mlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo asizwene ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodabula khona egodwini. Khola khola mthereri ndinomgamshire mthirenga ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ngibani ukhona ecingweni.
Hello.
Mthereri zviri kufamba?
Hayi yaphila.
Baba unjani ngibani ukhona ecingweni?
Ngilamla Ndlovu.
Baba Ndlovu unjani?
Ngiyaphila baba.
Nantu daba olukhona kuhlelo namuhla. Efollows ngale kulabantu who are from United Nations, African Union njalo eningi labantu abasakhulayo abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe kulohlelo kulomhlangano omkhulu owe Africa Regional Conference on Sustainable Development Goals. Siyezwa omunye wabo lo owenhlanganiso e United Nations uSongwe esithi njengenhlanganiso bakhangela ukuthi bazaqala uhlelo olulenjongo yokuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. Ubona ngani ilizwe leli Zimbabwe lalo lilakho ukubenefitha na from uhlelo lolo?
Ile Zimbabwe akulanto elayithola kuphela lapho. Kufana lo mntwana oqhuba abanye besiye esikolweni ekwazi ukuthi iy'mpumputhe vekaboni lutho, ngoba kudala wasungulwa izinhlelo lokho esisizwa amahungahunga, kodwa ngapha zemaphepheleni asikaboni lutho ngitho singazenalona lezinto ziyafika.
Manje so awula themba nalo siyezwa umongameli namhla nguye ovule umhlangano lo okusemthethweni esithi ha eZimbabwe angithi usakhumbula umongameli esithi Vision 2030. Right.
Siyakukhumbula ngizambe shoya ngakhuluma ngo 2030 njengokuba ama election abuyayo ofuza ukuthi vele ngimfanele umuntu ukusa 5 years apho ngiyazi ukukhuluma ngo 2030 ukuthi akasafuni ukuphuma sekufela isikhundla nje yomgqaka.
Hayi kodwa baba Ndlovu angithi akulandaba ukuthi uyabukhona na angithi njengomongameli kumele ufake ama goals for ilizwe lonke jikelele. Yena umongameli uthi Vision 2030 ngenxa yokuthi ukhangela ikusasa lelizwe.
Hayi siyamuzwa siyi, kodwa ke intuthuko le abakhuluma ngayo ukuthi bazothuthukisa abatsha akula lapho abathuthukisa khona, ngoba baningi abantu bezama ukuthi bazincedise, kodwa igovernment ayibancedisi. Yona ibuya kuzongena ngezandla zombili isidilize lo muntu ozama ukuthi azincedise.
Hayi siyakuzwa baba Ndlovu, siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Ugoduke next week angithi baba.
Alright baba.
Right, Zimbabwe Muse, you just heard there from our first caller, Umnumzana Ulamulani Ndlovu. Baba Ndlovu basically highlights us into ne maondra avo, wongu zwakanaka zvirikutaurwa na muzvare Songwe wesangano reUnited Nations vachiti vakatarisira kutanga chirongwa chine chinangwa chekubatsira vechidiki vari kuAfrica. Asi ivo vaNdlovu vanoti nemaondro avo azvisvike kuZimbabwe. So, mthwakazo muhle lina lithini ngodaba lokhona ekutwini muri eZimbabwe 20 maondo enyu fonai mchirongwa kana mchida ufuna mchirongwa munokwanisa kuti bata pa +1 202 619 2077 munokwanisa zvakare kutinyorera maondo enyu pa +1 202 465 0318 pa WhatsApp. Ndiyo nyaya tinayo nasi mchirongwa, manzwa kubva kuna vaNdlovu mutereri wedu wekutanga. Now earlier on I was touching on the 17 goals that the United Nations set that they titled the Sustainable Development Goals. Now I was on number 7 in the city affordable and clean energy. Earlier on ngike ngaba ngenhlanhla yokuxoxa lomunye ongisakhulayo umnumzana uNikros Kajengo. Yena uNikros is a development practitioner. UKajengo uthi uthabile ngempela ngenxa yokuthi ubona ngani kwele Zimbabwe kule potential eningi when we're talking about affordable and clean energy. Now goal number 8, they talk about decent work and economic growth. That seems to be one thing that was highlighted throughout the whole forum. Earlier on, we heard Amina Mohammed, owenhlanganiso la United Nations, la uthintile ngempela udaba esithi yebo. Uyashayela izwekazi ele Africa ihlombe ngenxa yokuthi uthi Africa has one of the fastest growing economies in the world. Kodwa when we're talking about the sustainable development goals, uthi ubona ngani the target may not be reached by 2030. So uthi the time is now for the next decade to ensure ukuthi ha wonke amazwe akwele Africa put in the work to ensure ukuthi some of these SDGs are accomplished. Now, for the theme itself of the forum this year, it's titled 2030 to 2030, a decade to deliver a transformed and prosperous Africa through the 2030 Agenda and Agenda 2063. That's the theme. So that goes hand in hand what Amina Mohammed was saying. The continent of Africa itself has a decade to ensure ukuthi these SDGs are going to be completed. Now, goal number 9 on this list of 17 goals that were set by the United Nations is industry, innovation, and infrastructure. Now, early on, I've also had a chance of speaking to abantu abayingcwethi kwezomnotho my economists akasiyana siyana, and they were highlighting actually this seems to be something that ilizwe lethu eZimbabwe is lacking on ngenxa yokuthi sikhangela umumo okhona elizweni patinotaura nezvema industry patinotaura nezve infrastructure munoonawo vazhinji vachichema nanhasi vachiti nyaya yemagetsi yanetsa vananhasi vanhu vari kuchema vachiti nyaya yemvura yanetsa nanhasi vanhu vari kuchema vachiti nyaya yemabasa yanetsa. This is something that goal number 9 speaks to. The SDGs itself, the United Nations, is saying ukuthi amazwe wonke emhlabeni need to work towards ensuring ukuthi industries, the innovation sector and the infrastructure sectors are up to par. Now yesterday I got to speak to omunye ongusakhulayo who was there in attendance of this meeting about amazwi that were echoed by the Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education. Yena ubesithi it's time now for ilizwe leZimbabwe njalo you know izwekazi lonke ele Africa to focus on the science, technology, engineering and mathematics studies, STEM studies. Ngenxa yokuthi yena ubona ngani if you place focus on these things sikhangela isimo sokuthi umhlaba wonke jikelele is now moving towards using technology towards uplifting themselves ilizwe lona eZimbabwe lakho ukuzithuthukisa. So asazi ukuthi lina libona njani, libona ngani abantu bangacakathekisa imfundo ze science, technology, engineering kanye le mathematics. Does Zimbabwe have the potential towards uplifting itself? Sikhangela njalo lingakhohle phela ama industries akhona elizweni. Now as we move over njalo to goal number 9, but reduced inequality. Now goal number 9 works hand in hand with goal number 5. Goal number 5 lingakhohle phela bathi what? Gender equality. Goal number 9 talks about reduced inequality. Bathi njengenhlanganiso e-United Nations bona bathi kuqakathekile ngempela chini chakakhosha zvikurusa to ensure kuti munhu wese anowana mikana yakafana. Na here we're talking about the right to education, here we're talking about clean sanity, they were talking about opportunities. Now goal number 11 talks about sustainable cities and communities. Sustainable cities and communities. This is something that they're talking about where they talk about ama first countries. The Kangala local ones are like Melika. Leabona Pela, Amazus, Abantubaya Tati Michova, Abantubaya Tatama train. Anything is very accessible. Umshinalo can access me the world. So that's something that they're saying ukuthi bona njengenhlanganiso the whole world should look up to, the whole world should try to get up to power with, especially sikhangela lokho kwenzakala kule Africa. Konke lokho, all these are sentiments that came out of the forum, and today is only day 2. So if forum le igqiba ngolwesine on Thursday. Now goal number 12 talks about responsible consumption and production. Elizwe eZimbabwe eningi labantu bayakhala besithi ilizwe Zimbabwe is not producing, instead they're exporting more than they're talking about production. So lokhu liyabona inhlanganiso United Nations labo bayakhuthaza besithi you need to start producing more and you need to be responsible when we're talking about consumption. Liyabona abanye still use coal and so forth, but you take care of your environment. Climate change, this is where it comes into. And of course, following it, as I spoke about climate change, goal number 13 talks about climate action. But you must take care of your surroundings. That's something that, you know, earlier on, Sibone Omunye Ongusakulai, who's a climate activist, Gwele Victoria Falls, yena uthi njengo Sokulayo, uthi ikakhulukazi kwele Zimbabwe, we need to start taking care of our climate to ensure ukuthi elikusasa labo bayathola ama benefits akhona. So ngiyezwa ukuthi I have my first guest ongenayo kuhlelo usisi uThando Gwenji. She's there in Victoria Falls. Now we still have other goals that I need to highlight, but let's hold over to uThando sizwe ukuthi yena uthini about everything that's happening. Thando, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, welcome to the program sisi unjani.
Ngiyabonga
Lindani. Hayi, siyaphila siyaphila. Kunjani Vic Falls?
Hayi, kurayithi,
singazikhona ngapha lapho elikhona. Kurayithi lapho. Thando, so today we're focusing on the forum where you're at in Victoria Falls, and a lot of things have come out. However, what seems to be the central theme is focusing on the future of Africa, focusing on the youth. As a young person, you know, a young Zimbabwean, how are you taking all this information in, and what do you expect to come out of the forum for the next 2 days?
All right. So what is coming out strongly to me and what I'm expecting to be coming out is the call to action that was sent by the United Nations Secretary General, that from 2020 to 2030, it should be a decade to deliver when it comes to SDGs. And when he was talking about this being a decade to deliver, he was talking about us working together to secure great leadership, resources, and smart solutions. He was also talking about policies, budgets, and institutions that they have to be strong for us to actually deliver. And he was also talking about people's action that involves young people, the civil society, and other stakeholders. So when I'm looking at this call to action and I'm looking at all the three calls, I realize that young people are coming out strongly, that they should be there not just to be there, but should be there to lead and to make sure that we have strong institutions and that people are actually there and represented from grassroots level up to leadership positions. So I'm expecting that this particular conference will actually spell out how we are actually going to achieve that and how we are actually going to deliver.
Mm-hmm. Now, Thando, a lot of things have been said. I like the fact that you highlighted Utabalukuthi. There has been a lot of resolutions that target towards uplifting abantu basakhulayo. Earlier on, I was highlighting Omunye Ongusakhulayo, who got a chance to speak. He's an environmental activist. And one thing he highlighted was, you know, bonke lokho kuyaphuma ama resolutions ngempela ayaphuma, but yena ubona ngani kumele kuqhakathekile ukuthi okuphumayo izinqumo zingaphelele emlonyweni. Wena njengosakhulayo ubona njani lokho njalo, do you think this is something that continuously happens in Africa?
The unfortunate part is everyone is just talking about that. In every session I've been in, mm-hmm. I've actually been part of this process for since it started yesterday, and we had AMA events that were leading up to the conference, and everyone was talking about how we all sit down and talk and do nothing. Well, talking about sitting down and talking and doing nothing, I also realized that the majority of the people in this conference were actually leading certain processes, elder people, but actually young people were expected to be the leaders who've been talking about this for decades. And if we're saying that this is a decade of action, it means that we have to start practicing what we teach. Mm-hmm. And I think it really should start now from this conference, because there are a lot of young people who are actually participating and they are speaking out. So there might be a bit of some kind of positivity there. But I'm hoping that from this conference going onwards, young people can be found leading the processes instead of just sitting there and participating. Because I also noted that in certain sessions that are going on, they find out that there's the process of voluntary national reviews about SDGs that we are supposed to be doing. And it came out loudly that actually young people should be leading the voluntary national reviews from the civil society, from young people who are on their own, and other stakeholders, including the private sector. So if people start owning the process and moving forward with it, maybe it might not be just another workshop.
Mm-hmm. I have a very interesting question. Some of the utterances that Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa had to say. Go to Oting Tatumlalili and then I'll come back to you. Angit. All right, Zimbabwe Motion, you just heard there from Thando Gwinji. She is a member of the Youth Innovation Trust. Inhlanganiso ekhangela indaba eziphathelane ngokuthuthukiswa kwabantu abasakhulayo. But I hear I have a caller. Asizweni ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodaba esilalo namhla ngohlelo. Khola Mthereri, ndinomgamtshira emtshirongwa, ngibani okhona ecingweni? Alifani nari ndiyathi. Skipani.
Yeah.
Ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ukhuluma lesindo ePhoswana.
Hey, tumelang ntate ukhaya.
Ngikuthenga manje umukhaya.
Hayi nake sharp ntate. Nantu dabo lukhona kuhlelo namuhla. Ungomuntu ongisakhulayo na?
Yeah, ngosakhulayo.
Perfect. This is targeted towards you. Siyezwa ama utterances aphumayo emhlanganeni lo omkhulu. Besithi sebefaka izinqumo ezikhangelele ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. Njengontanga, njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, ukuthatha njani lokho? Ubona ngani okuphumayo kulakho ukuthuthukisa na abatsha kwele Zimbabwe?
Khona primate kuyinto enhle, kungumbono omuhle kakhulu. Ngoba abantu siyahlupheka kodwa ngilobhasi futhi khonapho ilizwe lethu sasipela themba ngalo sokuyikuhlala sihlabela kuphela sikhuluma nje kuphela ngento eyodwa khona ukuthi kube lento ezinjengazenezo into enhle kakhulu umbono omuhle kakhulu ngoba ngingakuthela bramaiki ngisuke ekhaya mina khathesi ngo-January. Ngisuke ekhaya ngo-January, abantu bengibuya la uzembuya lomuntu o-under 18 years. Ebuya esize eBotswana engahambi ngepassport, ehamba ngeganga ngendlela ezimbi. Uzuzuzuthi umuntu o-under 18 years kambe kulo msebenzi bani azawuthola eBotswana awaziyo? Akula msebenzi wesandla engiwaziyo. Akula msebenzi engingathi ngingahlala etafuleni ngafunda ngabala ngabhala engiwaziyo. Kusho ukuthi ibuyadinga lokhu yani ukuthiwa i-any job. Kambe ngesikhathi namhlanje kusese le nto ekuthiwa i-any job yini? Kumele nibe ngudaka boy. Ekuvoxa udaka kwakho nangikwazi esikolwa ngikufundanga ukuvoxa udaka. Angikwazi vela kula msebenzi wesandla engingathi waziwa ngumuntu under 18 years igamayigi la uyakwazi uyakubona.
So
ekuqinisweni engikuthoyo ukuthi asiphela sithemba primarily ngelizwe lakithi. Sokuyikukhulunywa kuphela, uzokukhulunywa kuthiwa into enje lenje izayenziwa, kodwa ayisoziphumelele. Ngoba why ngisitsho njalo, okwenza into ayisoziphumelele ukuthi ukunanzelela ukuthi kule nkohlakalo elizweni lanxa kungaba la madona phela into enjalo kuza kube kula madona ngithi akwazi abantu ekhaya bayahlupheka. Lanxa kuyukuthi kuzabe kulomunye oyukuthi ayemethi ehlale etafuleni efunde, kulomunye ozabe engakwazi khona ukubhalela izwi lakhe but ekwazi umsebenzi yezandla ngithi. Uzakuthengela into njengento zokusebenzisa ezokusebenza zenze ezemisebenzi yezandla. So kuyadinga ukuthi encediswe ngabanye abantu abazabe besenelisa ukuthi bemncedise. But esokusibayo ukuthi ilizwe lakithi lilenkohlakalo. Yikho kusuke benzima kwabo primary ukuthi ilizwe lakithi lilenkohlakalo, ukujela inkohlakalo. So ukuthi kuze kuyefikelela esandleni esingani sami ngingisindise ngingelalutho, into enzima kakhulu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Sindiso, usungagqiba phosela amazwi akho okugcina.
Hayi, mina engingakutsho ukuphela ngithi siwungitshengisisi wami lokhu e-olaye kwabo tata dethu, ake lizame lani likhuluma wena amazwi engxenya wena amazwi njengoba likhona ekhaya liseduze futhi ka-government. Ake lizame likhulume dade wethu, litshele abantu laba bezwisise, ngoba uhulumende nguhulumende ngabantu. Kumele lina dade wethu linjalo, kumele lizwe okuthiwo yithi thina esiphansi. Lina bese lithatha amazwi ethu thina esiphansi liwase kubona abeliseduze kwabo lawo eze efika, ngoba lina yini phela elizindlele zethu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kuti kuyalebo kantate. Thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo angithi. Right, you just heard there, lo ngumlaleli okwele Botswana uthi hayi bona njengabatsha i-trust we'll head over to Uthando soon. Sizwe ukuthi yena uthini ngombono kalo mlaleli. But I hear I have a caller coming live from Australia. Let's hear ukuthi yena umlaleli uthini. Ngathi nizwe ukuthi mthereri ari ukuthi khola mthereri, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo. Ndinomgamshira imtshirongwa banokhona ecingweni.
Hayi, ngithanda ukuthi sihlibizo obhuti Mike.
All right, sizathi anonymous singubaqhubeka ungasitshela umbono wakho.
Mina into ekhaya izisa ubuhlungu loba singaphandle kwamazwe. Bangicabanga ukuthi singaphandle kwamazwe but asikuboni okwenzakala ekhaya. Siyakubona ngoba siyafika ekhaya. Impilo yangikhona ibuhlungu. And into ezisa ubuhlungu kakhulu, sila abadala abaretayayo. Kuma-ages ukuthi umuntu uyatshela ukuthi at 60 uyaretire. But when it comes to ama-position lawa aphezulu ama-political, ungani retirement age yangkhona ayihambi kuhle. Yikho embona kule problem ukuthi abadala abakhulu kabavumi ukuthi labo kabadla amampentini njengamanye ama-professional, ukwenzela ukuthi ku-create i-room for ama-youth, ngoba abantu abatsha yibo abazayenza ukuthi iZimbabwe iye phezulu. Nga abantu abadala belokhu besalele ezikhundleni, sizahlala silokhu sikhala ngento eyodwa into eyodwa. Umuntu ole 35 years uyayenza umsebenzi ongathathi umuntu omdala isikhathi eside. Abantu abadala akasibasoli, bakhona ukuthi bangasinature basigayide, but I think it's time ukuthi labo bananzelele ukuthi lokhu abaku implementa kwemisebenzi lakho should also be implemented ku-politics, kuma-presidential position. Abantu abavuma ukuthi sebekhulile, abaretire, ungene abantu abasekwanisa ukugijima bayenze izinto. Kodwa manje ngibonayo ukuthi yesibusele emuva ngoba uyathola izinto zama youth uhamba abantu abakhulu vele ongafanelanga ukuthi ba abahambayo.
Kodwa
ngibuza ukuthi katonta ngabaza phumelela kanjani.
Wathi ngibuze ke ma sikhangela uhlelo luka hulumende olwe Vision 2030 abanye would argue ukuthi uhlelo lo lujonge ukuthuthukisa abontanga abantu abasakhulayo abasha kwele Zimbabwe. Do you not think ukuthi isizwe njalo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi uyasiqhenya ngenxa yokuthi I Vision 2030 is in line with I Agenda 2063 njalo ama SDGs that have been set up by inhlanganiso ye United Nations. Do you not think ukuthi kwele Zimbabwe amathuba akhona abantu abasakhulayo?
Yebo, asizoze sakhuluma ngovision 2030. Abantwana abaqedi ilekhoze nama university last year, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, ngabasebenzi wayisiza khangela uvision 30 khona u 2030 khona. Kufanele sikhangele zi right izinto ezenza lalayo kathesa. Abantu abaningi abasebenzi bafundile, abantwana beZimbabwe abaningi ukuthi bangangena emahofisini bayenze izimanga eZimbabwe. IZimbabwe ibuyele njengakudala kubo 19 ithi nasafunda emaprimary ukuthi kwakunjani. Kufake i-$10 ebomvu ukuthi wawuyibamba uyethuke. Kathesa imali yeZimbabwe iyayangisa. Uthe asingabalini 2030 kasikhangele nini intsha, abantu abasha abathwele nzima si all over the world ngenxa yokuthi asithandi. It's because of the current situation. Kele sisetshenziswa lama bonds ongeke waphuma la usiya ngathi ngapi. Akuvunyeni ukuthi abantu ngase bekhulile badedele kungena abanye abasha.
Hayi, siyakuzwa mahle
yabo. Kubuhlungu into ekhaya ukuthi babe sithi they are listening government. Nabe listening government, why abantu bayakhuluma ukuthi uyabulalela njani ukuthi abakwazi ukuthi abantu bathele nzima. Ezibhedlela wake wasibona i-strike esihamba sidlula ama-6 months ukuthi lilizwe.
Ngempela. Hayi, siyakuzwa ma. Ukuthi
abo vision 2030 bona abantu ababo baphandle. Thina abantu esilabantu ekhaya sithini?
Hayi, siyakuzwa ma, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo othi sinikeza abanye amathuba ukuthi sizwe ukuthi bona bathini ngodaba lesikhona kuhlelo. Hayi, liyamuzwa. Let me head back to Uthando. Sizwe ukuthi yena Uthando, what does she have to say about the opinions that have been given by the two callers? Thando, usakhona ecingweni? Thando, could you connect me? All right. Bengithi, you know, the two callers have given two different inputs. Both of them seem to be highlighting and, you know, focusing on the issue of youth empowerment. Sizwe umama lo se Australia sithi yena ubona ngani amathuba are not getting. Abantu abasakhulayo are not getting amathuba ukuzithuthukisa. Njalo, nxa sikhuluma ngendaba lezentuthuko ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo are not being involved. You at the conference, you're actively there. You see that there's a lot of young people who are there participating. How would you respond to Mama Lo?
Okay, I say it on our own one. Because even the money, I'm a speaker at the corner, every Kuluma, Karate, I would say, I use other my processes. And by acknowledging, I would if I say contesting and speaking to the corner, ukuthi thina njengabontanga abaseZimbabwe khathesi asibane sibe ne intellectual inheritance. Ukuthi iconference le yona kakhulu ikhuluma nge fourth industrial revolution, kodwa bona laba abasilidayo khathesi ngaku third industrial revolution babengekho. So abakwazi lokuthi bashiyelani loba befuna ukushiyela something. So it's like labo bablank ukuthi indaba ye-youth empowerment bayibona iyenzakala everywhere, kodwa ukuthi bayiqalise basaba basinike izigudo zangkhona kuyabeshula ukuthi bangakwenza njani. Even amaqhinga ekhona kusenziwayo into. Buyele njalo kokukhulunywe ngumlaleli wokuqala uSindiso uqinisele kakhulu ama-prophets lawa aya esiya anganini ngama-talk shows siyakhuluma okuzokuthine kubhuwa unelo kuphumayo wena kahle kahle ubekuze ukuthi loba sikhuluma what is in it for you nambona ngani khona ukuthi ama-youth akhona khathesi kwi-process le and bazama ukuhambisa imbono yabo laphana lalaphana ngibona ngani kuba ngcono but okushotayo kakhulu kwi-process yena leyo ukuthi-ke abadala laba bavele bekhona ezikhundleni lama-organizations amaningi awe-United Nations esiwabona lapha okumele bakwenze ikukhomitha ukuthi ma-youth siyalibona liyenza ama-innovations siyalibona liyaphathela lapha nalapha so sizalinika imali engaka eyokwenza lokho elikwenzayo because loba kuthiwa i-decade of action akula muntu oseke wakhuluma nemali ukuthi imali efakwa ukuthi ama-youth ayenzeke i-action yona leyo imali engaka so nambona ngani okuqakathekileyo kakhulu khathesi ukuthi kube la ma-commitments anjengawona lawo ukuthi nxa kuyukuthi sikhuluma nge-action sikhuluma ngokuparticipate kwama-youth and ama-youth akhona maningi ayenza into ezimangalisayo ezijiyeleyo kuma-communities abo kodwa kushota yona leyo imali yokuthi bakwanise nabo ukukhompyutha ese-global scale bakwanise nokuthi ama-innovations abo akwanise nawo ukubonakala ku-fourth industrial revolution yangikhona yona le ebilokhu ikhulunywa since i-culture ibiqalile so this lokhu is-encard on i-science technology ne-innovation and yes bebeqinisi nefikele ukuthi ezimbabwethu le-digital sector engani iqinile mbijani because ama-youth akhona afundile and analo ulwazi nalo siyabala siyangena kwi-internet sibona ukuthi izinto lezi zenziwa njani kodwa kushota yona leyani i-financial injection
Wothi ngikubamba umlomo othanda ongithatha omunye uguest ongenayo kuhlelo umnumzana uSingano Tshisina of the Zimbabwe Youth Council and then I'll give you a chance to come back onto the program. Ndugu dzauti vaTshisina vapinda pachirongwa varipo parunhare. Welcome to our program, Mr. Tshisina of the Zimbabwe Youth Council. Thank you so much for making time to be on the program. How are you doing, Chief? Tiri nani ndine chimbo chekuti vateerera vari kufara nyaya yatinayo nhasi muchirongwa tiri kukurukura nezvirikuitika ikaikoko kuVictoria Falls uko kune musangano weAfrican Regional Forum on Sustainable Development mave ne 2 days muri ikoko mungatiudzawo kuti pane zvabuda here zvinokufadzai imi somo ari chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe uyezve munhuwo wechidiki
ndinotenda zvikuru nemukana iwoyo vakatibata vane mazuva anokwana mana tiri kuno rekutanga takatanga tichidzidzana nevechidiki zvemichina yechizvino zvino yatinoti artificial intelligence nerobotics nezuva rechipiri tikadzidzana zvimwe chete zuva rechitatu takazosangana nemamwe masangano akaita sana UNESCO vanobatsira kuti rudzidzo nezvemichina yechizvino zvino rwende mberi muzvikoro nemunharaunda tichibva ipapo tapinda mumusangano wavhurwa zvakanaka nhasi kuvhurwa kwemusangano uyu takanangana neyavanoti decade of action kureva kuti 2020 kusvika 2030 tinenge tichiita basa pamusoro pezvakavimbiswa zviga zviripo 17 zvemaSDGs saka ndichonoti pakuparurwa kwazvaitwa chandaona chikuru ndechekuti ndichitanga nehurumende yedu yezimbabwe yaparura kuburikidza nemutungamiri waemarson munangagwa purezidendi vachitizvo isu tine zvimwe zvatakaita asi hatisati tapedza kana kuti hatisati tasvika patinoda chaipo uyezve tirikupa mukana umwe kune vechidiki ndero ndiwo musangano mukuru watingati watanga kupindwa nevechidiki vakawanda paregional level kana kuti seafrica kuchaura kuti vechidiki vanga varipo vakawanda vakamiririra nekuti ratiri kuti decade of action iri tingatoti ratopirwa mumaoko evechidiki kuti vaite basa varivo saka ndo chandingati chandifadza chikuru chekuti hurumende dzaona kuti basa iri rose hatingarigoni kana tikazviita pasina vechidiki ngatitore vechidiki vatange kupinda munhaurwa dzose idzodzi kuti basa rigofamba zvakanaka uyezve ndaona kuti commitment yai Secretary, Under Secretary, AUC, Executive Secretary, UN, General Secretary for United Nations. John of Tivakawa, Bakasangara, no sneakiness, Soro, Swarovira, Bachterera, Kutrechiniki, or Chief, I think that we talk to Batani, Nika, Tose, Mukuta, Sustainable Development, Yatutarane Sayo, Ego, owned by the youth. The future is now rosy. Ramangwana and Jinasu, as Ramangwana, every Mutungamuri, whenever she did you, I tell the Muromoa, which are Sara, Kutinika, Tose, Torres, or Tarawans, Kutiramangwana, Jinasu, as Ramangwana, Rimongo, where she did you, that each and the energy did you, Kutin, the Atinga Sustainable Development, Yonekwe, or Shika, Shiripo, Communist, no way.
Now, Vachasina, earlier on, and the normal guest, Ariparunare, Utando Kwinji, and she was highlighting how she's excited so much to be at this event. However, she feels as though it's great that, you know, so many things have been said, but she wants real, tangible commitments. A lot of young people have ideas, but the money to implement these ideas is where the problem is. You're a member of the Zimbabwe Youth Council. Is there anything that can be done to ensure that these ideas come to life?
Thank you very much. My clear response to that is money will never be enough for any program. But quoting from the speech that was made by the junior minister of ICT for the junior parliament, Vanessa Chirise, Honorable,
and then I'll go to Tando and see if she can respond to what you had to say. Yes, okay, you know, I have here, I have a caller on the Arupina Mchirongwa. Caller, I'm Tereri, and I'm Kamchiram Chirongwa. Welcome to the connection. Arupina Narendian.
Hello.
Yeah, Baba Unjani.
Yeah, Premija.
I'm happy, I'm going to connect with you.
Come on, call my job back.
Gomo, Unjani, call.
I call him Nandi, I'll
carry one. I can't even know what he said.
Yeah, I really listen, Baba. I want to tell my times. La. Abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi ungani bazwala umuntu oyi-1. It's now 40 years izana isitshela manje ekhaya lapho. Ngizwela abantwana laba abachaya izandla lapho bechaya izandla. Abaqale bekhangele i-economy yezimbabwe ukuthi ivele wena ibolile nangokwayo. Imali le abathwana bazayenzela iyavela kubani. Khangela amagarajini ubona ukuthi ama-queue e-petrol anjani ayesabisa. Impuphu ayikho right now eZimbabwe abantu bathwele nzima. Imisebenzi yona vele kayikho. Imali yalothi bana bazoyiphiwa i-government. I-government sesiyokuvusa ama-industry shiwa bechayela into enje shiwa izandla. Kathi singabantu abanjani. Umuntu ongene ku-government eZimbabwe ngo-1980 mina ngeke eme phambi kwami ethi uyangitshela ukuthi uzayenza so. Wethi ngikhulumele kithi emathebeleleni emandebeleni kufiwe babo ngohamba ebhinga izikolo abantwana leke befundele etshanini njengenkukhu. Yini engayithayela izandla kuzanu namhlanje after 40 years ngabadala labo abangele for the past 40 years kungenziwa lutho emathebeleni. Khangela imigwaqo ukuthi ibole njani baba. Khangela umgwaqo kwamaswingo lokhu ama-accident akhona everyday kuncane ungani kwamabhasikili. Abaqale belungisa i-economy wabona ngaphila izwe lile mali ecina nge-$5 ethwala ngalungisa impilo zabantu noma ukhangela.
Baba Nkomo, sikhangela lokho okushiwo ngu Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education. Esithi sekuyisikhathi sokuthi sisebenzise ulwazi lwe-science, technology kanye engineering kanye le-maths ukuthuthukisa umnotho. Konke lokhu kushilo wathi abantu eZimbabwe babhekane lodubo lokuswelakala kwemisebenzi. Yena he argues ukuthi singasebenzisa ulwazi lolu, abantu can now create jobs for themselves, njalo silungisise zonke indubeke lokhu, everything that you've mentioned, ukuthi ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi, imigwaqo uthi ibolile, konke khonokuya. Uthi kulakho ukulungisiswa ngolwazi oluphuma abantu besebenzisa i-STEM, ukubona njani lokho?
Lalela lapha, that is a simple equation kimi. Izanu is iphromisa amanga a more than 10,000 iphromisa abantu bakithi. IZimbabwe ku-technology iku-zero degrees. Akula equipment lapha elizweni baba. Singatshela nje amanga. IZanu, they are good on talking. When it comes to action, they are 100% useless baba. Ukukutshela. Abantu bethu ngikhuluma right now, baphila ngotshwala, baphila ngembanje, baphila ngogwayi, bahamba ngenyawo, abalalutho, abalanguba, abalani, abanye vela sezibethatha abafazi, abanye leke bazalwayo sebelama more than 40 years azake besebenzi. Umuntu onjalo uma umkuhlela emzini wakho engumntana wakho ele 40 years ehambile esikolo engasebenzi, sokulinda ukuthi hambe engcwaba kuphela. Lokho okhunye ngobaba lowo yazi utshela iziphukuphuku into ezingaboni ezimtshayela izandla. Nokuthi umuntu onjengama ohambe esikolo, i-technology ekhanya yazi iku-0%. Yakuda lutho lapho lokho okwesikolo abakukhulumayo lokho i-education engasasebenzi elizweni elinjengeZimbabwe lelo. When you talk about education, i-education esemlonyeni angekuyi-implement on the ground ukuthi ubonakale ukuthi bayasebenza. Right now abantu bayasebenza bavukela emsebenzini every day, bakhola udodi, they can't even buy anything, abanaluthi abaningi bayahlupheka, especially i-youth. Let's talk about i-youth. Uhamba ema-town, ngiyavisita ama-town onke eZimbabwe, ngiyangena kuma-road areas, ngiyabona yonke ukuthi kwenzakalani. Abantwana bakithi oqeda isikolo uyelwisa inkomo, omunye uyelwisa imbuzi, abanye bahle ukuthatha abafazi, bazala labantwana, abantwana kabalotsholwa isikole zodwa, abantwana abazala lapha ekhaya ngomuntu ohluleka ukude lobola sabantwana besebezala izikwelede kuphenta ezingalotsholwayo. I-technology oyikhulumayo le yise-non-starter baba, into e-useless le.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Nkomo, usungagqiba phosela amazwi akho ocina.
I wish ngabe yimi ngiranile izwe lelo. Within 2 days ngibizi Britain, the America, the Australia, the German, sihlale phansi ngithi buyanini leranile izwe leli. Bese ngisithi mina kibo, asibuyeleni kumali lena esetshenziswa nguSmith. Siqale from that currency kaSmith, ama-British evule ama-Indus lama-Americans. Ibulawe 3/4 ama-Britain lawo ngayi-America lama-British. Thina silalutho, that's why ubona sokuwomile, sokuthe qha. Intuthu ziyathungazela ziseku izinto zama-American. And without Britain, America, Germany, France, I'm giving you more than 10 million years from today. We are not going anyway. Ngi-education le silawe eZimbabwe ngeyamanga manga kula lutho baba lapho.
Hayi, siyakuzwa baba Nkomo, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo.
Thank you so much.
Thando, ukhona ecingweni?
Nikona,
right, you just heard the gentleman there, Ubaba Nkomo, speaking. He highlighted on 3 of the SDGs already. He talked about the quality education, he talked about decent work and economic growth, which is goal 8, and he talked about goal 9, which he highlighted, industry, innovation, and infrastructure. He feels as though because of the state of the economy and the way that things are in Zimbabwe, even if you highlight and focus on STEM studies, not much can come out. What do you think?
Okay, kukhona lapha ngivumelana khona lo baba Nkomo. Kuthiwa innovation doesn't translate to reality and real issue, then it gets put as useless. And nase sikhangile kakhulu indaba ye-education, because yikho kumele kuqalele khona indaba yonke. And then nxa sikhangile ama-SDGs, ama-goals wonke wona ngokwawo ya interlinked, ukuthi ngiyeke sathi sesi-achieve igoli leyi bakhohle yini. Akuhambelani, kumele angenelane wonke siwabone ukuthi so-achieve-a njalo nxa sisithi thina we want to deliver before 2030. And ngikhayele kakhulu indaba ye-education, liqiniso sibili, they say ukuthi iZimbabwe is a bit advanced, kodwa ungabuyela ema-high schools ethu ama-labs awala equipment. And bebekhuluma, fortunately bekunabantwana besikolo abanye abase-primary, azikhulumela umntwana ukuthi mina ikhompyutha angiyibambi, ngithi ngizayibamba sengu-form bani. So it's some of the things that need to be revised kuma-curriculum ethu nendlela esivele senza ngayo izinto, but it's also up to the people abane-power, because thina esingakwenza kwesinye isikhathi ukukhuluma, kodwa kumele ukuthi bona laba abane-power bebone ukuthi bathatha ama-young people as an opportunity for growth, basebenzise ama-skills ne-power that the young people abakhona have to actually try to push change. Because nxa singakhangela even though SDG 8,
mm-hmm.
It's SDG 9. Ukhulunywa ngama young people, and young people can actually bring the change that we want to see: industrialization, innovation, and employment. So sisese khona lapho sikhuluma ngama youth, i-participation yama youth kumele ibe meaningful. Ukuthi singakhumbi ukuparticipate-wa ngama-numbers. Xa sikhuluma nge-impact, xa sikhuluma ngokudeliver ama-SDGs, it means that we should be moving beyond ukuthi kuye lama-youth angu-200 abuye e-Vic Falls, but in which form ukubuya kwabo lapha, i-action abayithathayo as it translate to, and even i-participation yabo within the process, abahlali baqakeza izandla kuphela, nabo yibo okumele babe kuma-podium.
Let me give Chisina a chance over to like comment against this.
Yeah.
Right. Va Chisina Muchiripo Parnare. Va Chisina? Oh, I don't know what Chisina wa dropper. I was hoping to see here. I watch our Kana Woku Pindura Zatar or Nem Terry. All right, Tando Unga Kubigana Pambil.
Okay, then city okuqhina engubona ukukhakathekile ukuthi kwenzakala eZimbabwe, and angifuni ukuthi sicambela namanga sithi imali ayikho eZimbabwe. Imali khona kodwa ayichanelwa okumele kwenzakale. So for us to achieve ama SDG, for us to actually monitor the process yama SDG eZimbabwe lokuthi ihamba njani, kumele sibe lama tax audits. Angikhumbuli ukwenza nalawa ama tax audits, and we should be budgeting for each and every goal. Also from goal 1 to goal 17, we need budget to set aside. How are we going to achieve this? A proper note may be further in our instruments in the year, a prioritize the expense at the end of the day, as well achieving to study our SDGs. And the women will be the involvement and meaningful participation in our young people.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, we the coordination and in every ministry or every other institution, kwazakale ukuthi kahle kahle ngubani oyenza lokhu ngani, khona kuzathi nxa sesisiya kuilwana okhuluma ngama-partnerships for the goals, ukuthi lathi esihlele ezindlini nabasediaspora nasithando lani emsakazweni libe kwazi ukuthi if we are to partner for SDGs, this is what we are actually bringing to the people of Zimbabwe. This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying.
All right. Well, Tando, unfortunately, there's only, you know, like 2 minutes left on the program. So I'm going to give you this opportunity to wrap up. What exactly do the youth of Zimbabwe, this program ends on Thursday, what do the youth of Zimbabwe need to do to ensure, Uguti, one, government lives up to the promises that they make at this event, and two, they can take out, they can learn and do something positive with the resolutions that come out of this conference?
Okay, I think the most important thing to do is just to follow AMA proceedings now and know what the government promises in order for us to hold them accountable. Because we are going to have a money out there, it is difficult to the government to be accountable, to be attended to the local and local citizens, to be more plus. So, from all the 10 provinces, and this is really a conangali, the seventh of Lubambana, Loguazi, which is from Wianapi, is in Israel, because Kogunye, Shugenega Kulu, and the Swanito Latin, I won't need, which is Wangan, but ukubuyela ngokuthini wona la wana abhalwayo lezi thembiso ezenziwayo.
All right. Isikhathi Thando, isikhathi ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Muri eZimbabwe tinobhuruka tinomara nguva ndiyo yapera. Nasi muchirongwa changa tichibata zviri kuitika kuVictoria Falls uko kune Africa Regional Forum on Sustainable Development. Nasi muchirongwa changa china vasungano chisina uyezve muzvare Thando Gwinji anokoneka ine mufaro. Ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Tosangana pa Instagram nepa Twitter. Bye bye.